brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Well, it's time for our long-running segment, Jade.
And by long-running, you mean this is the third time?
Third time.
Okay.
It's long for me, you know. So it's called Pick a Side, and this is where we have two people on the line, and we have to help them kind of settle a debate. And you and I, at the end of it, have to pick a side after we hear them out and hear their case.
I enjoy this thoroughly.
I pitched Judge George for the name of this segment. They didn't like that.
Judge George?
And I wanted a little gavel.
Oh.
Just a little baby gavel.
Then I'm going to pitch Judge Jade.
Oh, dang. That's so much cooler. All right. I give up. Here we go. Let's see what Jennifer and Joe have to say in Denver, Colorado. What's going on, guys?
Hi. Yeah, I'm ready to buy a new car, and my husband thinks I'm fine with the one that I have.
Ooh.
Wow. All right, Joe, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I do agree that she needs a new car. She just wants to spend way too much on a new car.
$50,000.
Woo! Okay. That's a lot of money.
And that's the most you guys have ever spent on anything outside of a house, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you guys at financially?
We're on baby step 7.
Yes.
Paid for house, no debt, love it. And what's your net worth?
It would be what our house is worth.
Yeah, $600,000.
Plus 50, retirement?
$700,000.
So not quite a million?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, and what's the household income?
$150,000. Approximately.
Last year we did
$150,000.
Okay. And how much cash do you guys have in the bank?
We have our emergency fund right now of $10,000.
And I got $10,000 in my business account.
So $10,000 and $10,000. If you were to buy this car, were you thinking of getting something brand spanking new? And two, how are you going to pay for it? What's the
plan? I would want to save up for it.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily want something new. It's just what I want just came out. So I want to wait a couple of years until I can buy one a couple years old.
What kind of car is it? Can you tell us?
It's the Toyota Grand Highlander.
Highlander!
Ooh, where's John Deloney when we need him? That's what he ended up getting.
I need like a picture of a Highlander. I don't really know what that is. I'm going to Google it.
They're beautiful. Really great cars. Okay, so what is the car you're currently driving?
I have a 2007 Acura MDX, and it's getting close to 200,000 miles on it.
Oh, she's just getting started.
That's a nice
little
ride,
though. The MDX is invincible. Okay, love that. And what is he driving? I'm curious.
I have a 2004 GMC pickup truck, and then we also have a 2020 Transit Connect van. I'm self-employed, and so I use that van for work.
Cool.
Okay.
Might be time for both of you to upgrade.
Step
7, living like no one else.
I know, that's right.
So I'm guessing you guys have a sizable margin in your budget now to save up. How much could you throw every single month just to kind of a side savings account?
Oh, I think we could have it saved in 6 months.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It's pretty simple. So, yeah, I mean, we could save $5,000-$6,000 a month.
That's great.
Our expenses.
Okay.
So tell us, Joe, why... Tell us what you would do if it were your choice. Obviously, we know Jennifer wants this $50,000 Toyota Highlander, slightly used. In your book, what's something a little bit more reasonable?
$35,000. Maybe not the Grand Highlander, but the regular Highlander.
That's what I'm looking at. This one I'm looking at is like $30,000, 2023 Highlander LE. Is that not the one?
That's
no, I want the
one.
Grand Highlander.
You want the big boy.
They just came out in 2024.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Joe,
gotcha.
I'm curious.
Okay.
Where'd you get that 35 number from? Just your heart?
Oh, yeah, just my heart.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I look on Craigslist, and you can find the regular Highlanders.
Yeah, I see one.
30,000 miles for $30,000 or so.
Yeah, I see what's going on here. Okay. Interesting.
Ooh, all right. We have a lot of information here.
I feel like, you know, we've been doing Dave Ramsey's baby steps for a long time. I feel like I've been living like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
We're on baby step 7. When do I get to live like nobody else?
Listen, I feel that. So tell me, when was the last time you did an activity that you would call a live like no one else? The latter that you've
like
done.
At least a couple of grand.
Yeah.
Where you're like, we dropped some money on this.
We went to the Dominican. Yeah.
Okay. When was that?
last month.
Nice.
Okay.
So you guys are enjoying life.
Yes.
So we would say you've driven like no one else. Now it's time to drive like no one else. You've driven the hoopty Dave car. Now it's time to drive the Dave car. You know what I'm
All
saying?
All right. I've made up my mind. I know how I'm going to vote.
I got in a car accident a couple months ago, so it's dinged up on the side.
Oh, man. Listen, you keep playing. Tell us more.
She's really playing it up.
All these stupid little things don't work on it anymore. Like, you cannot reset my clock. So you can't tell what time it is in there.
Jennifer, I call those special features.
My seatbelt doesn't go back.
Listen, I got my phone in the car. I got my Apple Watch in the car. I know what time it is. It's fine. That's not a big deal. But I'm with you. Can I vote?
I know what my vote is. Are we casting votes?
I think we're casting votes. Okay. You guys ready to hear the verdict?
Let's
say it on three.
All right. The name of the person that we think is right.
Say the name of the person you think is right on three.
One, two, three. Jennifer.
Yeah!
Oh my.
Jennifer, you just won a brand new I'm just kidding. That'd
Toyota
be awesome.
Highlander.
That'd be fantastic. A dinette set from Broy Hill. I could
what
be on Price
What do you think?
Right.
Are you shocked?
No.
I'm shocked.
Of course Joe is shocked.
Here's the thing, because I know this. We bought my wife a new-to-us car. Mm-hmm. It was a slightly used luxury car, and it hurt my soul, Joe, to write that check.
Yeah.
But I also knew... this is part of living the plan.
It's part of the plan.
And I have a hard time letting go and writing a big check like that. But when you pay for it in cash, you go, oh my gosh, that was a lot. And then you go, this is paid for. This is amazing. This is a huge blessing. And it's why we lived like this for so many years. And so I think you guys are doing the right thing. Just so you know, the parameters here, you don't want all things with motors and wheels to be more than half of your annual income. So that's where I'm going. All right, 150K is your income.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you own. Should be 75K.
Listen, Joe, you could turn around and get yourself a $50,000 car and be all right.
Now, what is this Transit Connect worth?
About $20,000, I guess.
Yeah.
So even the 20 plus the 50 for hers, that would be 70. You still got some wiggle room there.
Okay.
Not too much. And, you know, maybe you wait 3 years and you get the Highlander, but I think you go for it in 2 years from now and you get a two-year-old Grand Highlander. And if you can't wait that long, then just go for a normal Highlander, and you can always upgrade later.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says you have to drive this car for the next 20 years, which is kind of how you guys have been living.
Right.
I feel like Joe's really disappointed on this. He was waiting. No, you shouldn't spend more than 30. But I think that will help you guys to go, okay, half of our income shouldn't be tied up in these things.
Yeah.
That means we do need to scale back, because this Transit plus the car Joe's going to get plus the car Jennifer's going to get, it's going to add up to be a large part of our world. And then once you hit millionaire status, you can go buy that brand new car. And here's why. It's not a fundamentalist thing. It's just that too much of your world would be tied up in a depreciating asset. But when you have $1 million net worth, you can stomach that hit on depreciation a little easier. And so you guys will be there in no time. How old are you two?
I'm 45.
And I'm 56.
Oh, my goodness. Right, yeah. You got so much time to live and drive like no one else. And you know what, Joe? I think it should be time for you to upgrade after. What is your dream car, Joe?
It's a $30,000 car. We know that.
It's the one he's got.
I actually love my truck.
He wants another GMC pickup.
No, he wants
to keep the one he has.
The one I got.
That's amazing.
It's got an 8-foot bed. It's got the diesel, and I'm good.
Thank you, Joe. They don't make those 8-foot beds anymore. All these new pavement princesses out here got the tiniest little beds. I'm like, what are we even buying pickup trucks for anymore?
So then, Joe, real quick, tell us, if you could spend $30,000 on anything, not a vehicle, what is your thing? Like, what's your live like no one else thing?
I would do a boat.
Hey, okay.
There we go.
Now we got it.
Joe's in the boat. Thank you guys so much for the call and for letting us have some fun. Excited for you guys to make that cash purchase of that beautiful new-to-you car very, very soon.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.